Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elagun Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African Hudu world. at all is truly and indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test of one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my personal place of power and understanding, the place where I begin, place from where I crystallize and realize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe, Asheo, and Ashe. Today is Monday, July 3rd, 2017. You are listening live as well as in archive at your leisure and convenience to the Divine French Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. My direct URL link is www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. During my live broadcasting show, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for about 30 minutes, the live number is 347-215-8967. Of course, you can always listen to the show at your leisure and convenience at the Blog Talk Radio Show homepage. You can also enjoy my show now on YouTube. For those of you who are watching me on YouTube, I certainly appreciate all of your support. Those of you who came out to see me and Joshua Nylon Tanner at Essence Fest this weekend, we certainly appreciate all the love and support. The people who knew who we were, who recognized, who listened to the show, who'd heard our voices on Blog Talk Radio, who've seen many of our productions, TV, movie, commercial. We certainly do appreciate you. We remember each and every one of you, and we were touched by the outpouring of support that you showed by coming out and supporting Cam Ridley experience. Cam Ridley truly brought the experience as we brought the true meaning, the true essence, the true symbolism of what Oscar, the Hollywood Oscar symbol, really represents. If you all remember, Jada Pinkett boycotted the Oscars on last year because of the underrepresentation she felt of African Americans, of Black people, in the Oscar ceremony, and as those who receive awards. So Cam Ridley had an idea. Spirit spoke to her about a year ago, and she wanted to bring the authentic spirit vision of Oscar as Ptah, P-T-A-H, Ptah, the god of pictures, creativity, architecture, and to some degree, technology. We wanted to bring that in its three-dimensional, four-dimensional form to the Essence Fest, and we got a really, really positive response. We have all of Cam Ridley's contact information, all of Joshua Nylon Tanner's contact information on our perspective, as well as collective IG, Instagram pages, our Facebook pages, our Twitter pages. We invite you to follow one of us or all of us and gather that information so that we can maintain a relationship based on culture, on tradition, but bringing that forward in 2018, 19, 2020, 2000, so that the culture itself doesn't die, doesn't dwindle away. I often like to open my show by invoking Papa Legba, by invoking specifically Eshu, Eshu Aloroye Ago, Alagbana Kosi Wari Awo Onlauto Ni Iwo Ada Afambo Osi Obatala Mi Ita Ni Ibo Onilio Abani Shu. Eshu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He calls a scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warning is the one who is Eshu, Ashe. And we give homage and honor to the one who brings the truth, as is Eshu. We sort of misidentify him as a trickster, if you will. But he only tricks when we're operating in our ego. The trick is only when we're operating in flesh, when we're operating in carnality, when we're truly not operating authentically in these traditions. It's a great segue into the show. I invite those of you who are already on the phone lines at 347-215-8967 to prepare your thoughts and to participate and comment and join us here live on the show today as we continue our theme of revolutionary hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo secrets and recipes, but also our ongoing theme of the appropriation of ATR. I've done very popular YouTube videos on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/voodootie, VOODOOTYE on YouTube. I've gotten a great deal of likes, comments, commentary, feedback on the topic of the appropriation of our traditions. For decades, if you will, we fought the bastardization of our traditions, primarily from a commercial perspective, how we are identified in movies and TV, how we are portrayed or the lack thereof, not only in the Oscar and other illustrious ceremonies that recognize talent and skill within the industry, but also from a pop cultural perspective. We've maintained the frightful, fearful Hollywood type imagery of voodoo, while at the same time continuing to bastardize and debase tradition as we now know it to be, as we now have archaeological backing for, as we now have scientific backing for. Unlike many other cultures, particularly East Asian cultures, Eurasian cultures, Egypt, Kemet, Ethiopia, the myth is that we've somehow lost connection to our own being, to our own past, to our own ancestors, to our own family, to our own and his DNA geological information. Who was his parents, grandparents, great-grandparents? Where did they come from? We've lost that in a Western context, particularly for the African-American, the African-born in America, but we've also lost it to some degree, relatively speaking, at a global context until the scientific revolution, evolution of DNA. DNA now gives us an opportunity to be more specific about who we are, where we come from, who our grandpappies and grandmammies truly were, who our ancestral roots, whose loins they were birthed from. Thanks to the technology of DNA, I now know myself to be Iwe. I know now know myself to be Farm T. I know to what percentage, as far as technology has come today, the technology will continue to grow and will continue to evolve. In our greatest fantasies, we like to think that technology will come to a level like Star Trek, where they'll be able to instantaneously extract that information and those archives of information. We can look at DNA also as a archive of information, biological archive, but with other sciences, we can get other historical archives opened, questioned with the usage and the presence of DNA, and specifically for those of us interested in adhering to an ancestral path. And we need to be clear about the path, be it ancestral or more specific ethnic tribes and their customs. You've heard me say on previous shows, when we say Alafia, when we say Ashe, we're speaking Yoruba specifically. And the assumption is that we're giving homage to not only our personal and individual ancestral lineages, but to that of that entire family, that entire body, if you will, that entire archive of energy. So the absence of that specific information historically has been a hurdle, if you will, that the Black born in America, the African born in the U.S. has had to overcome from many different perspectives. I remember the time of Dr. Karenga and the creation of Kwanzaa. We were at the height of the Afro culture and the Dashiki culture and naming our children African and ethnic and ethnic sounding names was just at its heyday, was just at its beginning. And we used Swahili as the common language then. It was Habaragani because that was the common universal pop cultural dialogue that was being used at that time to not only promote our culture, our history, our lineage, our well-being, but when we say pop culture, there's also a certain area there where society, commercials, advertisements, TV shows, music is also pushing an agenda, and they borrow from pop culture. It's why we have TV commercials with ethnic themes like Popeye's Chicken, and we come out and we second line it, and we give a look of something that the masses identify as New Orleans. Not being from New Orleans or not being well-versed in New Orleans, they might not get that there are very specific traditions in place, very specific order of how that second line is put together organically in real-world scenario, as opposed to how any culture, consciousness, tradition is projected through a video, through a song, a media outlet. Even when we do it ourselves, organically, authentically, we participated and had a wonderful time Saturday, July 1st, in New Orleans' annual MIAFA commemoration, where we acknowledge, honor, show commemoration for the slaves who survived the Middle Passage, but also those who did not. We donned white in New Orleans, and it's always the 4th of July weekend. Essence Fest happens during that weekend. It's always the first Saturday in July every year here in New Orleans. Black Hawk Voodoo, our masking Mardi Gras Indian tribe, myself, Big Chief, my brave warrior, wild man, Joshua Nyland Tanner, as well as many other members of our community, Queen Kalinda LeVeau came out and we masqueraded Egungun this year, and specifically Galede. When we say Egungun, we're speaking ancestors, the knowledge of ancestors. But again, you're talking Yoruba, you're talking a specific masquerade. There are other forms of ancestral masquerade, Galede being one of them. The Zongbeto is another that's commonly found in the voodoo-based ethnic groups, Iwe, Fon, in the Congo. Sometimes they're referred to as a haystack Egungun. So there are different types of ancestral masquerade based on the ethnic group, the initiations or the positions within these traditions of the people associated. And so separate from those traditions, everything else is just smoke. There is nothing else. It's why we don't identify ourselves while we're in suit. It's why you don't make physical contact with the masquerade, because the Egun, the ancestors, are stepping forward. And so when we say respect the voodoo, when we say respect the ancestors, we're implying also that we respect the tradition and that we respect protocols and that we respect the way things are done. Often people support the imagery, and we are grateful for the support of the imagery. The likes, the clicks, the reshares of the pictures, the posts, Joshua Nyland Tanner masking, if you will, as the powerful god, Egyptian Kemetic god Ptah, in full form out in our environment, in our culture, at our event, Essence Fest. It's a powerful demonstration of respect to the ancestors. But we often enjoy the moment, and we don't consider the effort, the time. The initiation is not just initiating into that secret, that society, that culture, that house, that Elay, but it's also the work, the hours of work, painting, applying the makeup, getting covered in gold, being the model in that position, having to stand in a meditative state and connect spirit and transcend all the attention and all the activity that's going on around us, and remain not only in artistic creative space, but a spiritual creative space. For us, we're in the presence of the God. We're in presence of the goddess. The goddess sculpting, creating, painting, giving birth to Ptah, right there for us to witness and to see, describe, taking notes, documentation, making sure it's recorded for all time. We're just doing it today. I did it today with a camera, you see. But at the spirit level, those of us who know the traditions, who read the books, who know what's taking place, we understand how we took human form to Oscar, Hollywood statue, to its true and most authentic form, the Kemetic god, Egyptian god, Ptah. We just ask that you Google Ptah, that you study, that you make some deeper meaning of what you saw, what you witnessed, what you saw demonstrated. We live, I say it almost every show, in a multi-dimensional space, a multi-dimensional reality. Science says that our world would not exist without this multi-dimensional interconnectedness, intra-dimensional, inter-dimensional, being both inward, but also inwardly connected on every level. This is math. This is scientific, quantum, metaphysical information, but it's also spiritual. And so science says 11. Right now, with the limits of science, there may be more. I suggest that there probably are more. But the 11 that's mapped that we are aware of, including time, space, location, all those things go into what creates the various streams of reality that are interconnectedness, how we view ourselves and how we view our inner world. It's one-dimensional space. How we think others view us is another dimensional space. And then how the next ring out in is another dimensional space. Time is relative to location. So even as we move, and even when we think we're still, Earth is spinning, we are in constant motion. We are never in the same place at the same time, ever. And it's a scientific fact. So even when we think we're experiencing the negative, it's an illusion, it's temporal, it's temporary, it's specific to what's happening right now in that moment. Sometimes all it takes is to step outside. And sometimes you can't step outside physically, but you can always step outside spirit. Inwardly, we got to get connected to the true alchemical magic embedded in these traditions. And we can't do it by appropriation, can't do it by perpetration. It only leads to confusion, it only leads to division. Many of you will search. The search is part of the journey. There is a journey that we all authentically take. We enter, cross, we intra connect, while relatively speaking, we say it's my journey. It's my, but it's not an isolated journey, and that's the illusion. That's the trick. And remember, I said earlier in the show, the trick is ego. Once you start looking at yourself from an ego perspective, you're looking at yourself in the most humanistic way possible. And that limits your power. Because as a human, we are spirit, but we're also flesh. And flesh, the dirt, the minerals, the materials of this physical world are in constant motion. We are born, conceived, we are born, we live, we mature, we die, we go back to the dirt. And all things, our plants, our trees, our animals, our pets, everything, our materials, our products, we are now unfortunately creating inorganic trash, synthetic trash, plastic and pollution that won't immediately wash away from the environment. And this is new in the history of the world. This is new in the history of the planet. But all things being multidimensional, my fear is that we're also creating that space, that junk pile spiritually, by not remaining in a place where we can connect with spirit, where we can connect with nature. Not many of us get grass under our feet every day. When's the last time you made contact with the ocean, the river, the lake, the stream? Now, in the middle of the summertime, when people are out and enjoying the sun and having a great time, take that time to also connect organically with spirit. Take that time to also connect organically, authentically with nature. And then when you come back again and you reconnect with your technology and you reconnect with computers and your internet and your social media, do the research. Do the research. Don't just read a few books. Don't just try and recreate something brand new. And I'm not opposed to recreating something brand new. Just don't appropriate it. Just don't perpetrate it. Don't call it Ifa. Don't call it voodoo. Don't call it a con, fine. Don't call it ATR. And when we embrace and bring in Black Witch, paganism, there's an authentic lane for that. There's an authentic dimensional space for that. And it has this root in Eurocentric culture. There is no witchcraft in that form in Africa. There is no witch in that form in Africa. Choose what you will. Many of us are finding through our DNA that we've got a certain percentage of other ethnic groups present in our DNA, a percentage of other cultures. I'm not suggesting that you ignore that you deny that anyway. Just don't be confused about what it is. Don't recreate it. Don't try and remake it. Don't try and rewrite the book. Don't try and rewrite the experience that our ancestors have given us to follow, the roadmap that they've already laid down through their living. And there are many ways to connect to that. And not when you open up the third chakra, the third eye, and all the chakra centers and spirit centers in the body, and begin to humble ourselves organically, authentically to spirit, we then had that opportunity to have ancestors speak directly to us, just as God, Goddess, and I'm using that in a universal frame, all spiritual traditions have an understanding of a higher power, a higher deity that we connect to, that we intersect with, that we are, and that we are here to relive and become and re-experience. We are here to be God, to be Goddess in the flesh, and to have that human experience. Just as we have God in us, God has us in God, in Goddess. It's a co-unity, it's a co-community on every level, intra-dimensionally, interdimensionally, we are connected, multi-dimensionally connected. So be open, be free, be humble in the presence of spirit, in the presence of your ancestors, in the presence of our elders who are still with us in their last 40, 30, 20, 10, 5 years of life to give us their very essence. Let's embrace their essence while it's still present with us. As always, all things, all is a blessing. All is truly indeed a blessing. Until next time, at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, I'm going to have to move forward. I have some errands to run. But please, we appreciate your support. We appreciate your comments. We appreciate your support on YouTube, Voodoo Tie, B-O-O-V-O-O-T-Y-E. We appreciate you. The easiest way to find Brother Josh, Pound J. Nyland, J, the letter N, L-A-N, I'm sorry, J, the letter N, Y, L-A-N, J, Nyland, Pound J. Nyland. You can put that in Instagram, Facebook, Google, and you'll be able to locate him in all his various internet spaces. And, of course, I am Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Psy Potions and Hoodoo Central, Black Hawk Voodoo Chief. Brother Joshua is our brave warrior man. We won't bow down, don't know how, no home bow. All is in truly and indeed a blessing, Ashe. Thank you for being with us on